All right. It's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It is 9 a.m. on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get this Friday off to a good start. This is Mr. David Dernley.
Baby, I've worn down the heels of my boots. Nothing to eat unless there's something to shoot. It's my own fault. It's my own fault. Put too much trust into the things that I love. Love proved lust when push comes to shove. It's my own fault. It's my own fault. Out to the cellar full of some dusty old wine. It ain't the good stuff, but it's from that time. I've been worse, so I'll be fine. It's hard to find the things that I need. Covered in rust, grown up in weeds. It's my own fault. It's my own fault. Down to the cellar for dusty old wine. It ain't the good stuff, but it's from that time. I've been far worse, I'll be fine.
Welcome to the program. Very, very nice. Thank you, Mr. Dernley. Okay, welcome, everybody. It is Open Mic Radio, and it is Friday, December 20th, 2019. Man, the time flies. I'll tell you what. Every week here, though, on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands and live in-studio performances, a rundown of weekly, well, usually weekendly, musical events around the area, and my name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you and glad you're here with me. Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Pretty nice morning. Going to be a real nice day, I think. In fact, the entire weekend looks like it's going to be real pleasant, certainly for the middle of December.
It looks weekendly out there.
It's a good name for a band, Weekendly.
The Weekend. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, enjoy the day. All right, got a great show in store this morning. Super excited to have my good friend, Mr. David Dernley, with me here. Always plenty to talk about with Dave, and he's going to play some of his great music for us. So, yeah, we'll have some fun like we do on Open Mic every Friday, and we'll also do a rundown of some of the things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow, okay? Lots to do out there, so figure something out and get out there and have some fun, right? All right, also, if you're in the area, come on, swing by. 915 East Broadway, the doors are open, the back alley. Be careful if you come up those back stairs, though. It's kind of treacherous out there in the middle of winter. But regardless, here at the station, we'd love to say hi, and doors are open. Come on up and peek in and say hello to me and Dave. Before we get too busy, let me say thanks to Blake Gardner and the Farmers. They were here last week, and I had a total blast with those fellows. They really lit up the studio, too. Fantastic stuff from Blake and the band. Check him out. Check them out if you get the chance. And actually, you'll have the chance tonight. Blake Gardner and the Farmers at Rose. And they're playing with a St. Louis jam band called Circo, and they're fantastic too. I wasn't familiar with them until Blake kind of turned me on to them last week. But Circo tonight with Blake Gardner and the Farmers, that's going to be a killer show down there at Rose. Doors at 8, I guess show probably around 9 o'clock, something like that. Anyway, check that out if you get a chance. And yeah, appreciate Blake and the guys coming down last week. We had a great time. All right, let's see if we can get Dr. Dernley here to play us another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit with him and with all of you.
You know, I call Blake Saint Blake now.
Why is that?
Well, a couple years ago, I went up to Lucky's or someplace. I can't remember. I was in town and came out of the store, and my battery was dead in my truck.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I didn't have any jumper cables. I'm a long way from home. I had somewhere to go, to be, which I hardly ever have.
Right, right.
And I thought, I'll try Facebook. So I put a thing on Facebook. I said, hey, if anybody's by Lucky's, and I mean, I hadn't hardly got the thing done in Zoom. Here he comes, had me jump on my way. So
no kidding.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, St. Blake.
Nicely done, Mr. Blake.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's another one from Dave. By the way, the song that you opened the show with, what was that called, Dave?
That was called It's My Own Fault, I guess. It's kind of an, I've got some new songs. That's one of them I've been kind of working on. That's a world debut right there.
All right. I love it. Thank you for sharing. What else are you going to play now?
I don't know. Might play one called 4 a.m.
All right. Here we go. Once again, Mr. Dave Durnley, back in a few minutes. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
It's 4 a.m. and I can't sleep. It ain't no surprise. Company that I keep, company I keep's better than rain won't stop and the creek gets up. Flood's too high for my pickup truck. If it wasn't that, drive on out of here. Nothing to lose, nothing to gain, nothing to keep me from staying the same. Got two bad feet, one bad eye, the skin that I wear, it ain't no disguise. I'm another year less famous than a year ago. I wanna drive all night without any rest, put on the high beams, keep heading west, drive till the sun catches up to me. Already been put to the test. Ought to stand right out from the rest. If it ain't right now, it ain't ever gonna be. Nothing to lose, nothing to gain, nothing to keep me from staying the same. Got two bad feet, one bad eye, the skin that I wear, it ain't no disguise. I'm another year less famous than a year ago. To reveal, deck is stacked, it's a crooked deal. Can't save the world, can't save myself. Broken heart won't open your eyes, blurs the line between the truth and the lies. Can't all of us run, some of us gotta hide. Nothing to lose, nothing to gain, nothing to keep me from staying the same. Got two bad feet, one bad eye, the skin that I wear, it ain't no disguise. I'm another year less famous than a year ago. Less famous than a year ago.
Thank you, sir.
A little slow this morning.
I love it. Is that a new song as well, Dave?
Nah, it's an old one.
All right.
Just one. Haven't done for a while.
One from the archives.
Yeah.
Who's that? Hey, Kevin's in the house. Come on in, man.
Intruder alert.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert. Warning, Will Robinson. All right. We got Kevin Clotten in the house now as well.
Hey, Kevin.
Let's see here. Hey, what's up, my brother? How are you, dude?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Let's see. Where am I? All right. We just had one from Dave Durnley. What was that one called, David?
4 a.m.
4 a.m. All right. And again, that's an older one, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ancient.
Well, you got a few of them, I know, in the bag there.
Yeah, I do.
All right. If I haven't made it official, this morning my guest in the studio with me is Mr. Dave Durnley and now Mr. Kevin Clotten as well. Dave is no stranger to this program. One of my favorite guests, as a matter of fact, and also one of my favorite local musicians and artists around these parts. Always happy to get to spend some time with you, Mr. David. Hello there.
That's high praise indeed.
Wow, I tell you, it's the truth.
Yeah, well.
I really mean it. All right.
This is one of my favorite places to be, so there.
I tell you what, I love KOPN, and that's why I always invite people to come down. If you've never been down into the station, it's a magical place, and especially on Friday mornings from 9 to 10, we have a good time down here. So anyway, great that we got Dave down here, and that's a nice winter morning. I think it's going to be a nice day. So for those who are unfamiliar, Dave, just a little bit about yourself, background, where are you from? You're a Missouri guy, I think.
Yeah, I'm a Missouri guy. I grew up over in Parkville, Missouri. That's
where's Parkville?
It's on the river, north Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, just north, upstream from downtown Kansas City.
All right.
Grew up over there and, you know, kind of moved around a little bit in my youth and went to Mizzou for school. And I think 1989, came back to Columbia and have been here ever since.
So. Yeah, yeah. You did some work as an air traffic controller for a while. Is that right?
27 years.
Yeah, we talked about that a long time ago. I still find that fascinating. What region were you working in? What city were you out of?
Columbia here.
Oh, so it was at the Columbia Regional Airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked for what was called Flight Watch that talks to, you know, guys en route and does weather, and we get clearances off of remote airports and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
what kind of traffic was here in Columbia back when you were
actually,
doing that?
It's the building that's just north of the mail facility down there. And if you look at it, there's a big microwave tower right next to it. And we had radios on microwave links all over, I mean, Garden City, Kansas, Dodge City. We had Kansas, northeastern Illinois, Missouri, except for the St. Louis area, and southern Illinois.
Huh.
And a little bit of northeastern Oklahoma. And all of those, you know, I could sit in at the airport of Columbia and key up a transmitter that was in Garden City, Kansas.
And listen to the traffic that was happening around there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll talk to them. They were, you know, that was our traffic, so.
Wow. All right. Well, and was it mostly commercial traffic out of Columbia, or was it
No, mostly general aviation is what we did, but a lot of commercial, too. The thing is, we did a lot of weather updates and stuff en route. And, you know, the commercial guys have their own little data links that spit that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But we did flight plans. We did a lot of stuff with the military, you know, en route changes, people wanting, you know, in the summertime, everybody wants to get around the thunderstorms. That was a big part of that.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
They're doing a whole bunch of renovation and putting a whole bunch of money into the airport now. Are you familiar with what's going on out there?
I'm not.
No, I figured maybe you
were.
I've
been there. I retired quite a while ago, and I've been there maybe twice to mail a letter since then.
Well, I think they're talking about doing big things with the Columbia Regional Airport, and I guess that kind of makes sense considering the role that Columbia is sort of playing in Missouri now. It's kind of getting bigger and bigger,
yeah.
It seems like. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, back to music. What have you been doing these days? Of course, if you're not familiar, Dave is one of the Daves, but also plays some solo material, and you never know where he might be sitting in.
Yeah.
So what's been going on over the fall and the winter?
Well, the Daves just played down at Cooper's Landing a couple weeks ago,
I guess
it was. Yeah, it was kind of
an impromptu show.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa called up Dave and said, hey, it's, you know, going to be a great Sunday afternoon. And it was, you know, fairly nice weather. So off we went. And
hi, Diana.
And did our thing. also played with Paul Weber and the Scrappers. We don't have a whole lot going now for the wintertime here. But
new record, though, released earlier this year. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. We got two records out now. And Let's see. Oh, back to the Daves. We're playing at Roachport General Store. I think it's the 10th of January.
All right. That's always a fun gig.
Yeah, it is. We haven't been to Roachport in a long time, but
that's my sort of local stomping ground. I like to go to shows there at the store, and I don't have to tread too far from home.
Yeah, it's a nice vibe up there. The only problem I have with it is it's like the opposite end of the earth from where I live.
From Ashland, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down close to Hartsburg, you know, and it's especially now this year with the River Road closed, you know, I avoid pavement at all costs, and
right.
Four lanes particularly, and now with the River Road closed since it flooded in May, it's like a lot of options.
Yeah.
Forces me out with the regular people.
What do you know about Coopers? Are you happy with what you've heard about the progress that they're making and what they might be doing next year down there?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. It's, you know, it's a great place to play, and I think they've got some plans for doing some indoor things this winter. You know, it's like, I think the river kind of taught them a hard lesson of being a river billy down there, you know, right off the bat. But, you know, that's the way it goes. And
this year was particularly nasty.
You know, man, they're great hosts, and they've, you know, kind of made up for losing the kitchen, having some good food trucks in there and stuff. So, you know, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
Have we ever talked about the Cultural Conservancy?
I don't think we have.
Are you involved? I know you're involved with a lot of the river life, but...
Well, actually, I was one of the founding board members of that.
I kind of figured you had to be involved in that.
Yeah, way back when in the day, and then, you know, our thoughts diverged a little bit, and I got out of it. But, yeah, they're still an active, you know, bunch. I don't know if I kind of suspect that some of the things they're planning for the winter down at Cooper's may be MoRo CC things, but I'm totally out of the loop of being in the know with that. So.
All right. Okay. What about recording? I know that we talked about the Scrappers' new record. So with regard to the Scrappers, are you guys working on new material, or are you just pretty much performing from the last two records?
Well, we've been performing from the last two and doing a couple other little songs that we work in here and there that Paul's written and done with some other bands and things, but right now, you know, it's Paul and Emily are big in the farming game, the produce game, and they just bought some property.
Is that right?
And they're going to be moving their farm. It's pretty close to the dome over there, but I imagine that they're
a lot of
Paul's,
work ahead.
Yeah, Paul's going to be pretty busy, I think. New Scrapper songs right at this point, or I'm ready to go, but
we'll see. All right, and you said the Daves are playing, let's see, that's the Roachport Store a few weeks from now.
Let me look at my calendar. I think it's January 10th, but before I say something wrong, yeah, January the 10th, sure enough.
All right, cool, that's about 3 weeks from now.
Yeah,
and in between,
Let's see. The Scrappers don't have anything going for. Oh, I'm playing on New Year's Eve.
Nice. Oh, you're playing with the Hoonhollers and the Gold Bugs.
Yeah, the Gold Bugs and the Hoonhollers.
God dang, we got a Gold Bug reunion, and the Hoonhollers will be back in town.
Tell you
and
what,
Durnley's going to be there. Holy smokes!
There's a lot of good bands in Columbia, and it's pretty tough to top those two right there.
You are kidding. But, yeah. That's fantastic. All right. So that, in fact, they'll be here next week. Both the Gold Bugs and the Hoonhollers will be here next Friday morning. I think John and Kelly will probably be on by telephone, but I think Andy will be here in the studio with me, and then John and Jason and Nick will all be here as well. So we're going to have a big old party next Friday. All right, so that'll be a great show. New Year's Eve. Is that at Rose or is that the Blue
Note? That's at Rose.
I'm surprised they didn't put that at the Blue Note.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Well, it's going to be packed inside there, I can tell you that much.
That'll keep it warm.
Yeah, it will. All right. All right, hey, what do you say, play another one for us?
All right, let's see.
By the way, it's... go ahead. Yeah,
no,
sorry.
I was just going to say, I was going to play your request.
Oh, the one that you sent me a few weeks back.
Yeah. This is a new song, too. Never been played out in the world anywhere. Just my kiddies like it, so maybe you guys will, too.
All right, everybody. You're listening to it here. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We're streaming on the web at kopn.org. And this is Dave Durnley. Check it out.
Business of faith minces its words. Out of 10 people asked, there were 10 sermons heard. Talk about sin like it's just nouns and verbs. Ain't that faith? Ain't that faith? Your sons and your daughters, your neighbors and kin. Some stand by the fire in a circle of friends. Some stand in the cold 'cause you won't let them in. Ain't that faith? Ain't that faith? Well, I don't trust a God who speaks through a man, eager to draw his lines in the sand. He'll look in your eye and then put out his hand. Ain't that faith? Ain't that faith? Ain't that faith? Will the lion come gently to lie with the lamb? Sorry.
You're the only one that knows it, so.
All right. Oh, well.
Once again, that's called Ain't That Faith, Dave Durnley. That's a new one, I think, or relatively new.
Yeah, it's relatively new.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you haven't performed that one out before?
No, you can tell.
Hey, speaking of performing out, when did you and Dave Angle meet and get together? Tell us a story about how that sort of happened.
That's been, somebody asked me that not too long ago, and I tried to think, I don't know, you know, I guess the best way to do that would be probably go back on Facebook and date pictures, but it's been 5 or 6 years now that we've been playing, and...
Feels like it's longer than that to me.
It may be, you know, like I said, it all kind of blends together for me anymore. I don't even remember really who introduced us, but somebody said, hey, you guys ought to get together and jam or do something, I don't know, And basically, that's what happened. Dave came out to the Bluff one day and came out slumming with me, and we played some songs and had some fun, and we played a couple more times, and then, I don't know, you know, we just started playing together.
Yeah.
Right. I'd actually met Dave a long time ago. Gosh, I think it was even before the Roadkill Orchestra days. Me and Dino played one of the fundraisers for the Bridge in Boonville.
Mm.
And Dave Angle was doing a little solo thing there, so I was familiar with him. I liked, you know, what he was doing. And
was he doing the thing with Andy with the Dog Pound Jangle? Was that before you got?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Was that at the same time?
No, that was before.
That was sort of before.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, the Dave's record, we've got a CD and a record out. The CD is just side A of the record.
Called Now and Then, by the way.
Right, Now and Then. And that's all new stuff with Andy's on it and a few songs, and John and Weber. You know, we got a bunch of people playing some stuff on there, but it's more what the Dave's repertoire is now. Side B is some stuff that Dave and Andy did by themselves, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. And I've been scolding Dave because I think it's great why, you know, he kept that stuff hidden for so long. But that's where the now and then comes, you know, now on one side and the then, you know. So
yeah, back when those guys
were that's on side B of the vinyl. And I tell you what, it's cool. It makes me want to light up a cigarette and have a shot of whiskey when I hear it. You know, it's that raw kind of.
Yeah. No, I remember. That's what we were doing back then, too, for the most part. So.
Well, of course, I have always lived a clean life, but.
Yeah, that's for sure. Everybody in this room has, I can tell you.
The government used to make sure of that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Isn't that the truth? Now they're trying to enforce it on everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. The great taxpayers paid $110 every time I peed in a jar. That's the truth.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. It cost $110. Well, that was, you know, that's been 15 years ago when I knew
right.
what it cost.
It's probably like $3,000 now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about other collaborations. Who else have you been playing around with or aspiring to play with?
Well, I, you know, just whoever will have me, really. I actually did some stuff that I don't know if you know, you're familiar with John Sheffield and Powdered Hearts.
Yeah, John was here years ago. I think he's been out of Columbia for quite some time, though.
Yeah, he lives up in Hallsville.
Is that where?
Yeah,
okay.
John's an interesting cat.
Real electronic whiz.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and he's got a record label called Powdered Hearts, and they put out a compilation last winter and one this winter, and Steph Foley and I did a little song that's with an alias on the first one, and I've got a couple on the second one under a name nobody knows, some weirdo electronic stuff, and then I think there's one song on there too that is one of mine, but under my name. But I've been doing that. I sit around, and my old buddy John Schneller, play with him. He comes out to the Bluff.
John was a Missourian for a long time.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
One of the editors, I think.
Yeah, he's retired now and worked at the J School there.
Uh-huh.
But we waste a lot of time playing guitar and making up songs.
I didn't know he was a musician.
Oh, yeah. Crooked Jack is what he goes under. They used to have a band, played around, and then it just kind of became a solo or a duo, occasionally a trio type thing. But I don't know if John plays much anymore out, but...
He's doing a lot of producing and things like that, though, huh?
Well, we fart around and do it at home. I think since he's retired now, and I think Cedar Creek, you know, his wife runs Cedar Creek Therapeutic Riding Center there, and I think that's kind of occupying a lot of his time. They do some pretty good work out there, if you're not familiar with it.
Hmm.
But
that's out there close to 63. What is it, off like 163 or something?
There where those motorcycle dealers are. What is it, 763 or one? I don't know.
Yeah, and there's a glass place out there too, Columbia Glass or something.
I've lived here 30 years and I don't know the name of that road.
Yeah, I remember the woman who, I think it's Linda something or other, runs that place. Or is it
Karen Grindle?
Karen, that's right. Yeah, she's been a big supporter of KOPN for years, actually. I haven't seen Karen in quite some time, but Cedar Creek's a great operation and they do super cool work out there. With all kinds of different people with disabilities of this kind or that, but very, very, very cool work that they do.
It's amazing, really.
Were you much of a horse guy?
No. I used to be a cattle guy and spent a lot of time showing cattle and doing stuff like that.
Really?
But, horses were always just 1,500-pound two-year-olds to me. I don't have a lot of... I know that makes horse people just kind of, grit their teeth and want to throw something at me, but I'm not a horse guy.
I used to work for a woman who was a Colorado rancher, and she grew up with horses, and I never got as comfortable as I wish I could have. I learned a little bit, but there's something about women and horses. I'm not sure exactly what that is. I'm looking at Diana. I'm not sure why, but do you like horses though? No. Wow. Well, it seems to me that women have a better connection to horses than guys typically.
Horses are real perceptive. You know, you get on a horse and they know if you're comfortable or if you're not comfortable. And depending on the personality of the horse, they can use that against you pretty easily. and often do, and that's one of the problems I have with them.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get behind them, I tell you that much. That's not a good idea. Anyway, all right, we've got about 30 minutes left of this program here. Let's shift gears really quickly here and talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend. Did you say you're performing? No, you're not performing tonight.
No.
All right, what do you got planned? You going to go out and see anything?
I'm going over to Parkville for a few days.
What's happening in Parkville? This
family
stuff?
Well, I inherited a house over in Parkville, and it's kind of... it's the old family place. It's one of those deals where I don't want to live over there, and I don't want to rent it, and I don't want to sell it because it's like the last acre and a half of a homestead from 1837.
Wow, you got to hold it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do, so I just go over there for a while and play around and, you know.
Kind of look at it.
Yeah, and sit around.
You know. Then leave.
Yeah, then leave and come over here and sit around and then, you know. Just alternate that.
Is it inspirational, though? Honestly, can you write songs out there or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a nice place. It, you know, when I was a kid, it was a little more, it wasn't rural, it was suburban, you know, but right. You know, Kansas City has swallowed it up now, and yeah. The interstate goes by, and the cars, and the helicopters, and streetlights, and sirens, you know, it's not like the Bluff at all.
Right.
But, yeah, it's cool.
All right. Okay, well, let's see what we got going around town tonight. Cherry Pistols at the Blue Note. That is 8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock show. I'm not sure who the Cherry Pistols are. I think it's a classic rock.
Yeah,
sort of,
I know Byron
sort of cover band, right?
Works with them and does sound for them a lot. Yeah, they do lots of cover stuff. And I've seen some of their videos. I've never seen them live, but they're, you know, top notch.
Yeah, okay. That's tonight at the Blue Note. Tomorrow at the Note, you've got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Holiday Brew and View, so you can go down there and drink a little bit and watch Chevy and the family. That never gets old, I tell you. If you haven't seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you got a chance to do that tomorrow.
And add a rowdy crowd and some beer in that, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that might get ugly. All right, tonight at Rose, we've got the Forest Rose Happy Hour with Flyover Country. That's a 5 o'clock show. That'll go till about 7 o'clock. Certainly... nice day, but I don't think nice enough to be out in the park. So that'll be inside Rose tonight. And then a little bit later this evening, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but you've got Circo, great St. Louis sort of jam style band, and Blake Gardner and the Farmers will be opening up that show. That is going to be a rocking show tonight at Rose. In fact, I think I'm going to try to get down there. Kevin, you got any interest in that maybe? Let's do that, I think. All right. Anybody else out there, if you want to catch a good show and you want to say hi to me and Kevin, tonight at Rose, 8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock show, Blake Gardner and the Farmers, who were here last week and just tore it up, and a band called Circo from St. Louis. Highly recommended, okay? Tomorrow at Rose, we've got Black Christmas, Cast the Stone, Thy Descent, Devourest, and Lion Snake. Wow, now we got Justin Hickerson in the house. I love it.
You got my 20 bucks?
You got my gum? You owe me some piece of gum for sure. All right. Tonight at Rose. No, I take it back. So Rose is going to be pretty much dark all next week. You've got the Black Christmas thing tomorrow. You've got Blake Gardner and Circo tonight. Then nothing at Rose until next Friday. Let's see if they got anything going at Berlin. Cafe Berlin tonight. Ralph White. No, that's not till December 21st. So nothing happening at Berlin tonight.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. Yeah, Ralph White.
He's kind of a folk dude.
I think he used to play with the Bad Livers, or maybe still does. I don't know. Do you know the Bad Livers?
No, it's a great.
Oh name. Man, you need to get hip to the Bad Livers.
Are they local gang?
No.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about them. Country music?
Kind of bluegrassy country, you know. I don't know, you know, banjo, really clever songs, really, they've got a big repertoire, too.
Huh, all right.
And I think that's right. I may be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure that dude is from the Bad Livers. Yeah. I'm pimping somebody's band other than his, but... yeah, I've never seen him solo, but...
yeah, all right. So Ralph White tomorrow night with Nevada Green. I'm not familiar with either.
They're local band.
Yeah? What do they do?
That's Matthew Crook and It seems like there's kind of a rotating cast of people.
Steph plays with them.
Steph Foley?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's got to be worth seeing. Steph's great.
Yeah.
I try to get her to come down into the program. She won't do it.
She won't do it?
Well,
Steph, I know you're out there.
I know. She's listening. I don't know. I guess some people just...
Maybe it's you.
It might be. I mean, very well, maybe. I mean, hell, there are a number of people that I try to get on the show, and they just, for whatever reason, don't want to.
You should invite her, tell her you're having a guest host that week, and then trick her.
Ah, maybe you could guest host. And I'll just sit in the corner.
That would be a disaster.
Oh, my God. All right, Justin Hickerson in the house. Hi, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for coming down.
Yeah.
That voice may sound familiar to some of you out there, because normally he calls on the telephone, but this time we got him live in the house.
That's right. My cell phone has been cut off, so I came down. It's not actually
like by the authorities, or
no.
All right. The local constabulary.
Let's just say I can't talk on it.
No, I woke up unprompted, without an alarm, and was compelled to come down here. And realized the energy that was pulling me here.
Yeah, we were drawing
must
in.
Must have been Dave.
Certainly wasn't me or Kevin. What do you got going this weekend? Are you performing at all?
No, I'm going to go out to St. Louis and sling some merch for the Hootin' Hollers tonight.
Nice.
And then...
Where are they playing?
They're playing at Off-Broadway.
Oh, sweet. That's a great gig.
With... Ryan Watt's new band, which I can't remember the name of it.
I'm trying to think too.
Starts with T, I feel like, or
Tortuga?
Something.
Is that no?
No, that's a different band. Anyway, it should be a good show.
All right. Yeah, tonight if you're in St. Louis area, check out the Hootin' Hollers with Ryan. Grelly's going to be here in a week or two. I think it's January 4th. No, but possibly on the 3rd, because the 3rd's a Friday, but he's going to play on the Missouri, whatever the show is. There's a three or four in a row. Right?
Maybe the country. I don't know.
I think it's the country version of whatever the Missouri.
Missouri Fest showcase, or whatever
Missouri
they call
Fest
it.
Yeah. Calling it.
Jack's, right. Man, he's one of my favorites.
He is one of my favorites, too. So anyway, we've been chatting over the internet, and I'm hoping that even if he can't be here in the studio, we'll get him on the phone that Friday morning before he plays. And I think Molly's going to be here as well on that same night, Molly Jean, with her band, Molly Jean and the Gasoline. I love it, right? Yeah, she's really done some remarkable stuff over the last few years.
Oh, she's a hoot, man. Scrappers played at her birthday party. Four weeks ago,
down at one of her barns, her old family.
Yeah,
farm.
I remember. I got the invite, but I was in Chicago or something. That sounded like it was a blast.
It's a hoot. She's something else, man. She's fun to just watch.
Hell of a talented woman too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She can tear it up.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so great stuff coming over the next few weeks. Let's see what else we got going tonight. I think I mentioned what's happening at, we talked about Berlin. That's Ralph White, Nevada Green. Tomorrow night, Roachport General Store. Tonight, you've got the Threshers with Open Road doing the thing tomorrow. So both tonight and tomorrow, some pretty fun music down there at the Roachport General Store. It's the third Friday of the month. That means Fretboard Coffee will have their open mic. They do that the third Friday every month from 6 to 9. So that's tonight at Fretboard Coffee. If you want to tune up your wares a little bit and go down there and play some songs on the open mic, you can do it. Eastside Tavern, nothing happening, although I do check now because Eastside has some music now and again these days. And I think they're doing karaoke tonight and tomorrow. Cooper's, I don't know, the weather might be good enough to have an impromptu.
Sunday afternoon, Dennis Schubert and Ty Timpson are doing a thing. A couple of the Cosmic Rider boys.
Great stuff.
Leaving a couple of the other boys at home and doing it on their own.
All right.
I enjoy the Cosmic Riders. Have you had them on here yet?
No, but we've talked about it. I've met with the guys and talked with them a few times. I saw them down at... Tim Carey did a show at Eastside Tavern, as a matter of fact, about 3 weeks ago on a Sunday night. And that's where I saw Blake Gardner and those guys, actually. But a couple of the Cosmic Rider guys were down there. One of the guys does sound, I think, down there at Eastside when they're doing shows.
JT.
JT, yeah. For sure, actually, yeah. But anyway, no, they're great. And
who's Tim Carey?
Some punk. I don't know. He kind of comes and goes through town. I think he's not even from around here.
Is he one of those Colorado hippies?
Yeah. Tries to act like he's from Missouri. Anyway, TC actually fantastic. And he, along with Justin Hickerson, performed at the Last Waltz a couple of weeks ago. That was a great show and a bunch of great production that accompanied it. Justin played some Bob Dylan, and I know that was a thrill for you.
It's true.
He's one of your favorites, isn't he?
Very, very much. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Tell us how that kind of came about and how it went down.
How it came about?
Yeah, like how'd you get the gig to do Dylan at the Last Waltz?
Well, I'm not sure how the drawing board looked, but the very first year they did it, 4 years ago, about 2.5 weeks before the show, Pat Kay texted me simply, "How's your Dylan impression?"
Really?
To which I excitedly responded, "Probably the best in town. Oh crap!" and then had to follow it right back up with like, "Sorry if that sounded a little full of myself. It just probably doesn't. It's not apparent when I'm sitting behind the drums. But if you come to my house and just look at my posters or books or everything I've got, man, Dylan's my dude. I won't let you down, man."
That's great.
Dave's also a veteran of that. He played that first year. You did. Who do you love?
Oh yeah,
who?
Ronnie Hawkins.
Who was the original with that?
Hawkins.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the Hawk.
Well, anyway, that was great.
But it's fun. That's a really fun show in general. It's a really, really neat to play to a room full of non-critical ears. They really, really want you to. Do well as your part, you know, and that's just really fun to play to such a receptive room,
as opposed to most of our shows where they heckle.
Right, you got to set up behind a screen because they're throwing bottles at you.
Where they or just boo, you know, and ask for their money back.
No returns. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Tim had a great performance of a Neil Young song. I'm not sure what Helpless, I think he played. It was fantastic. So anyway, Tim Carey, shout out to him. Great local musician as well. And I also want to say I had a great time last Monday when you and Josh came down on Monday night. That was a riot. We had a good time. So, all right, we're kind of getting tight on time. I want to get another couple out of Durnley here. So let's see if Mr. Dave will play us another song. You got another one in your bag there?
Yeah.
Yeah, grab that.
Ow.
Point that down, too. There you go.
There we go.
All right. We are going to say it's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. My guest, David Durnley, in the house with me. I also got Justin Hickerson and Kevin Claughton. Kevin's a great mandolin player, as a matter of fact. He's not saying much to us today, but Kevin can play the mandolin, and he plays a number of other string instruments. And a guy that I play music with now and again, I don't say too much about it on the air, but we do a little thing once in a while. It's called Slightly Off, appropriately. And love playing with Kevin, and it's cool that he's here with us this morning as well.
Right on.
All right, here we go. Dave Durnley, what are you going to play for us, sir?
This one's called Wounds Within.
All right, here we go. Once again, Dave Durnley.
He's taking off his old shirt down to the real skin with a sharp knife as a lens. Somebody looked right into him. Pardon free from the wounds you see. It's the wounds within that frighten me. She's taking off her makeup, putting up her hair, bruises on her face and neck, all the proof that he still cares. Pardon free from the wounds you see, it's the wounds within that frighten. Inside, looking out.
calfskin shoes and a black Mercedes Benz. Mirror for a store-bought face and a country club full of friends. Pardon free from the wounds you see. There's a wounds within that fighting need. Inside.
That's another one nobody's ever heard.
I love it, man. All right, we're getting a bunch of debut songs here this morning on Open Mic Radio. I gotta love it. That's Dave Durnley. If you're just joining us, we've got Dave in the studio with me, also Justin Hickerson of Paul Weber and the Scrappers fame and the Daves, and he also does a little Bob Dylan on the side.
And the Ridge Runners.
And the Ridge Runners, yeah. Justin's all over the place. One of the hardest
working. What's the other name of the other one?
Hickerson. Oh, no, Fox Teeth.
Fox Teeth.
You got to say it together, right? That was hilarious, by the way. Anyway, Fox Teeth, new project that both Josh Rong and Justin are involved with. You want to talk a little bit about that? We talked about it the other night, but tell the folks who aren't familiar.
It's a band that features me and Joshua Rong, who's another multi-band man in town.
Yeah. Another one of the Ridge Runners and does his own thing.
Yeah, he plays the bass and I play the drums, and we kind of hold it down for Marissa Wood, Mike Fox, and Russ Barrichter?
I don't know Russ's last name.
I still have trouble pronouncing it. It's a fun speller, though.
All right.
It's a stray from the kind of more rootsy projects that I'm mostly involved with. It's loud. It's very... I like the term deliberate chaos. just a lot of sudden changes and time changes, and a lot of asymmetry in each of their songwriting style, which is
any more fun. Plans to play out with them?
Yeah, I think the holiday season has got everyone pretty bustled up, but
after
we should be looking for some stuff in mid-January to early February is kind of what we're shooting for.
All right. Keep your ears and eyes out for Fox Teeth, new rock and roll here in Columbia, Missouri. You know, I've been listening to this band called The Mesthetics, and that when you mentioned Controlled Chaos, they're incredible. This is a three-piece, but man, they just tear it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So we are about 12 minutes before the top of the hour here, 10 o'clock coming up. Diana Moxon, and speaking of the arts at 10 o'clock, Diana always has a wonderful program speaking about the arts in Columbia, and she'll also do a more thorough rundown of things that are happening in the music and art scene in general toward the end of her program. So stick around if you're up for that, okay? All right, what else do we have to talk about here? Have you been in the studio at all recently?
No.
Either of you?
I've been, you know, doing stuff at home, but...
Yeah.
As we have for the last 2.5, almost 3 years now.
I don't even want to talk about the Ridge Runners album here.
Yeah. I don't even think those guys know any songs.
Yeah, that's that damn Tim Carey again. You know, his name keeps coming up this morning. We really need to get that record out.
He tells us to keep on coming back.
We
can take as long as we need.
Yeah.
As long as those checks clear. Yeah, yeah. You guys are welcome.
You know,
you got that money? Yeah, come on back.
You know, and Will's so efficient, it's hard to not make an album in 2 years with Will. That's crazy.
It's done. It's a matter of everyone agreeing on the final.
The band's breaking up.
Well, it's just everyone in
never really did get that album out. Damn.
You know, everyone in that band was when we got together, and now so even more. Like, everyone in that band is in multiple other projects,
right.
So it's not that's like a back burner project or anything. It's just,
I don't know either. Yeah. I don't think anybody
does. We got everything recorded, and now everyone, it's just it's just difficult to get everyone on the same page and say, like, okay, we need to sit together, listen through this again, because we've done it several times, but settling on the final mix for four guys with three distinctly different songs.
You're not giving me a lot of hope here. You're not encouraging me a whole lot. I'm not going to be holding my breath. It's only been 3 years.
Well, it's coming at you in 2020.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to hold you to that, all right? All right, so what's happening down on the bluff?
Just hanging out, watching the world go by, you know, me and the old dog, and that's about it.
Doing any photography?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I'm always taking pictures and writing songs, so.
Hey, no jokes off mic. Hickerson. Oh, yeah. What do you like to photograph in the wintertime? Do you just still, like, do your sort of Americana road drives and just look for stuff?
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, some days something strikes me. Some days nothing strikes me. Some days everything strikes me. Just, you know, I just drive around and when I see something interesting.
You got a particularly good eye for birds, I have to say.
Well, yeah, you know, that, and that's a problem with the river road being closed. You know, my daily patrol on the river road has been cut out now.
And is that, how bad is the road? I mean, is it out?
It was out. It was totally wide. The flood, it's changed. Evidently, it's all different down there. I haven't been, but, you know, that was kind of my routine. I'd, you know, go down to the drive along the river road, and that's a particularly fertile place between Wilton and Easley there for bird photography. I mean, there's just all kinds of
birds. Oh, yeah, you've got some remarkable shots of birds. What kind of camera you use for that?
Well, it's some kind of Nikon, I don't know. Yeah.
For all of you photography nuts out there.
I get guitar nerd with you, but, you know, I can't tell you.
Some kind of Nikon.
Yeah, it's some kind of Nikon.
All right, well, look, we've got time for one more song. Let's do that, and then we'll have a couple minutes to change gears here and get Diana in here for her program. But let's get another one here from Dave Durnley. Hey, Dave, it's been a great pleasure to have you down, as always. I'm so glad we got to hear some new songs, too.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for sharing. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, Dave Durnley, another one from him live in the studio here. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. What are you going to play for us, sir?
I'm going to play one called Hiding Places.
Hiding Places. Here we go.
As a sinner, I can plainly see salvation has the cost I can't pay. Sunlight causes cancer, but darkness is no answer, so I keep a candle burning in my room. I've had good hiding places behind the smiles on all my faces, watching the world go past, under and over past, another day come and gone. The light flickers as it dances, with ghosts and second chances, and a patron saint struggles with the gloom. A paper bag and holy wine, $3.99, with a place out of the wind, I'll find grace. I've had good hiding places behind the smiles on all my faces, under and over past, watching the world go past,
day come and gone. You don't need to pray for me. As a sinner, I can plainly see salvation has the cost I can't pay.
Whew. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. No doubt
Thank
about
you.
It.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Dave Durnley. All right. What a treat. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. Just thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. And we're going to wrap things up here. I'm going to play one on the way out from your album with Dave Angle and the other Daves. And it's called Clay Pigeons. But before we do that, we will say thanks to everyone for listening to the program. Come on back next week. We will have the Hoot and Hollers along with the Gold Bugs. And we'll be talking about their New Year's Eve show.
Gold Bugs, I love those guys.
I know. And Durnley, you're going to be playing there as well. Are you going to be performing a solo set?
Yeah.
Okay. And that, again, that's New Year's Eve at Rose Music Hall. I apologize that I can't answer that phone right now, but appreciate the call because I'm sure you're telling us how great everything sounded this morning. All right. And anyway, once again, stick around. We got Diana Moxon with
Caller ID says FCC.
That would not be surprising with me, especially after the last couple of weeks I've had, let me tell you.
Skull and crossbones after it.
Anyway, all right, stick around. Diana's coming up. It's Mike. This has been Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Have a great weekend. Get out there, see some live music. And in the meantime, here's one from the Daves. This one is called Clay Pigeons from their record Now and Then. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. See you next week.
I'm going down to Greyhound Station, buy a ticket to ride. Find that lady with two or three kids, I'll sit right down by her side. Ride until the sun comes up and down, about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from all those people I meet, I get along. Down when people see y'all, sing a song with a friend, but change the shape I'm in. Get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, might go to somewhere I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night and I won't have to go home. I used to being alone, change the words to the song, start singing again. Tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and nights until it takes to get back into the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day. I'll start talking again when I know. Say y'all, feed the pigeons some clay. start talking again when I know what to say.